Hello and welcome to another episode of the Halloween Podcast. And today I got something very special. I have my guest Hannah, who's with me today. Say hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Hi, and she's got a really cool story that she wants to share. It's a nice paranormal encounter that she witnessed. How long ago was it now?
So this was around 2000-2001.
So about 16 years ago?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. Okay, well, without no more introductions, no nothing like that, let's get right into this, because this is a pretty good story. So go ahead, Hannah.
All right, so yeah, so this was 16 years ago, so I'm going to reveal my age here. So I was around 10 or 11. I was up one night. I was a little freaked out because I'd found a bug in my room the night before. Mm-hmm. And so I was awake, but all the lights were off. And I was in my house in my hometown. I'm from a little suburb outside of Houston, Texas. It's called Cypress.
Okay.
And I was in bed one night, and I heard knocking on the wall over by my windows. And it was just kind of rhythmic knocking, and it wouldn't stop. And all of a sudden, I saw a bright light, uh-huh. like about the size of maybe a softball.
So like an orb?
Over in that area, so like an orb. Mm-hmm. And it was shooting back and forth across my room. Where the knocking was coming from. So
was it like banging or just like gently tapping? Huh? Was it like a bang or was it just like gently tapping?
It was like knock, 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 knock.
Like somebody was
like that.
Like somebody was knocking on the door or like kicking or was it like footsteps?
Like somebody was tapping on the wall like they were walking along it.
Okay.
And very rhythmic tapping. And I freaked out, so I ran downstairs because, you know, I was thinking, oh my gosh, there's a ghost in my room. There's knocking on the wall and there's a light flashing around. Mm-hmm. And I went downstairs and told my parents, and they let me sleep in their room, so I was feeling a little bit better. The lights were on. But the light or the ghost followed me. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't leave me alone, and I saw this light flashing back and forth everywhere I tried to turn away from it. It would follow me. And finally, I just said, you know, what do you want? And I could hear what sounded like a man's voice speaking in my head, and he had an accent. It was like an Irish accent.
Okay.
And he said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I used to live here, and sometimes I like to come back to visit.
Okay.
And I being a little kid, I pretty much told him, you know, well, don't do it again. And he offered, and this is where it got really strange, he asked if he could sing me a song to make up for it.
Okay.
So I said, sure, why not? And he started singing a song that, you know, I'd heard a couple times before as a kid, but, and maybe you've heard it. It's, Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight?
I haven't heard that one.
And so it's a little bit more of an obscure song, but it's just a little silly song.
Right.
And so he sang that song for me, and I went to sleep.
Hmm. Was it good singing, or was he bad at singing?
It was pretty good. It sounded a lot like, you know,
like a professional.
What I had heard grown up, yeah, a professional.
Awesome.
And he had that accent, even a little bit when he was singing. But and so when I got up the next day I told my mom what had happened, and so she was determined to find out, you know, who this person was that was visiting her daughter in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And so she looked up records of her house, because her house was built in the 80s, so,
okay,
you know, it wasn't too terribly old.
Right.
At that time, and you know, couldn't find any records of anybody that lived there that that had died or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or any of our neighbors' houses. And so she looked, you know, she looked for our house records, she looked for recent deaths in the area or people with Irish origin. She couldn't find anything, and finally she just decided to look up the song that he had sung to me. Does your chewing gum loosely around the bedpost overnight? And the first couple of results on the search didn't show anything. But she scrolled down, and the very last search result on the first page was a link to a band's page, and that band was called the Irish Rovers.
Mm-hmm.
And when she clicked on it, the page said that you know, they sang Irish songs, but they also had a few children's albums out, and their number one song was Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight?
Wow.
And, yeah. And in addition to that, one of their members had passed away in the early 90s,
mm-hmm.
and he was from Cypress, Texas.
Wow. So he did he live in that house? That was his house, because that's what he told you, right?
That's what he told me. So
did you ever get any confirmation?
I couldn't find any records on that. If he had actually lived there, maybe he rented a room at some point. I believe the person that owned the house before us had rented rooms at one time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
did he ever come back to see you or anything? Or was it just a one-time deal? A one-time deal. He said, "I sing my heart out to you. I'm out of here," and he never came back.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, well, that's.
I guess I kind of told him not to.
Your mom told him to go away, and he said, "Okay," and never came back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a really cool story. I'm gonna look up this band and maybe see if I can give you guys some more information. And so, Hannah, do you have anything else you want to say?
No, that's pretty much it. I looked up their page the other day again. You know, listened to the song again, and I know that they play mostly in Canada these days, but right. And they've had a lot of different band members. Kind of cycle through, but mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, were you scared when you figured all this stuff out, or was it just like a shocking type feeling? Do you remember?
You know, we talk we used to talk a lot about our having those affirmation experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of people have encounters with ghosts or with paranormal beings, and you know, I've had a few of those, but that was my first like affirmation, like, oh my gosh, there's actually data that confirms what I was told by the spirit. So that was really cool.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, I hope this story chilled you guys to the bone, and I want to thank Hannah for coming on and sharing that story with us. Hannah, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Yeah, and if you guys have any questions, or if you guys want to, you know, give some comments to Hannah, you can send those at thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com, or if you want to find us on Facebook, you can go ahead and go to facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast. And so that's going to do it for this episode, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode. You guys have a good night.
Shall I do? Whoop, hallelujah. The question is peculiar. I'd give a lot of dough if only I could know. The answer to my question is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? And if your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? And do you catch it on your tonsils, then you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes a blushing bride with the bridegroom by her side. Up to the altar, just as steady as Gibraltar, he went and bought a ring. Well, it's such a lovely thing, but as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? And if your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? And do you catch it on your tonsils, then you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Now this nation rose as one to send their honest son. Whoop to the White House, the nation's only White House, to voice their discontent. On to the president, this time the burning question which has rocked this continent. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? And if your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? And do you catch it on your tonsils, then you heave it left and right? Does chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? On the bedpost.